it's a machloikis tanoim, whether a mechalas haShabbos and an oved avodas chichavim are matzil and oisam anafshon or ein matzil and oisam anafshon. The Mishnah says not ein matzil and oisam anafshon. Reb Shimon bar Yochai or Blazer Reb Shimon respectively argue. Reb Shimon bar Yochai said a oved avodas zar is matzil and oisam anafshon, not a mechal Shabbos. Blazer Reb Shimon was meisif that saya oved avodas zar and saya mechal Shabbos. What's the machloikis tolian? Sounds like it's be'ikr tolian, oinchim and adin, or ein oinchim and adin. Chamim hold ein oinchim and adin. Reb Shimon bar Yochai holds oinchim and adin. What shaykh is? Reb Shimon bar Yochai holds that if you're going to kill somebody to prevent p'gam hedyet, so kal v'chomer p'gam gavaya. The Rabbanan Taina, I hear, it's a great kal v'chomer. It's the first of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidresh Hashem, of ein oinchim and adin. On that, Reb Shimon bar Yochai responds, Oinchim ben Adin. What was Reb Shimon? Also, Oinchim ben Adin, he also holds Chil Chil. I saw something very interesting, and really, this is true for all in Oinchim ben Adins. I saw this in the Torah from the St. Peter Uf. In Shailos Shuvas Avnei Tzion Chelik Aleph, he brings that he saw a chiddush from the Kli Chemda in his Sefer Chemdas Yisrael. And this is in Simin Mem Tes in Shailos Shuvas Avnei Tzion. But either way, the Kli Chemda wanted to say a very big chiddush. Right? We've spoken about this so many times recently, so this is a gishmak ha-hisafa. And that is, why is it that ein oinchim ben adin? So Poshup Shad ein oinchim ben adin is because maybe there's a pirach on the Kal V'chaim, right? That's the standard classic answer. And it's based on what the Gedolei HaPoskim all said, that ein oinchim ben adin, because maybe there's a percha, right? Per the Gemara, Kedushin daf Yud on the days, Muchzakani ani b'chosha atabaki b'chol chedrei toiv alidrish kal v'chomer yato yadeya, Reb Chaim Brisk is vart, that in order to dash on a kal v'chomer, you have to know how to set up a kal v'chomer. You also have to make sure there's no percha on the kal v'chomer. So, ordinarily, Chazal had a certain confidence when they dash on the kal v'chomer, right? It's a midah in the Torah, obviously, you'll have to dash on it confidently. You could even be Dan Kavu Chaimer Me'atzmai. But when it came to punishments, then they got a little paranoid. Maybe there's some sort of pircha. We've mentioned the Marsha many times. But either way, listen to a chiddush from the Kli Chemda. He said that I want to say that even though Chazal always say Ein Oinchim Ben Adin, could be it's only a Sofik. Could be it's a Sofik. Because really you have a Kavu Chaimer. Norvos, maybe there's a pircha on the Kavu Chaimer. Maybe yeah, maybe not. So he wanted a tuwaif that when it comes to Ein Oinchim Ben Adin, it's a merit misafik. Now, in this tshuva from St. Peter Uv, he brings that a Kli Chemda wanted to shtel tzuta Sanhedrin ayin dalar medalach. That even though it's saying ve'elu she'ein matzilin menafshon when it comes to Mechal Shabbos, Ayin Dovei Dezara, being that it's only based on Ein Oinchim Ben Adin, because really there's a Kal V'chomer, so ayin shom, whatever his nafkamina is. But if you think about it, this is a very, very big chiddush, that Ein Oinchim Ben Adin is really only misafik. But if that's the case, misafik oinchim ben adin. Now, I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty confident that Brisk Day would say, ein oinchim ben adin is a din. There's a din, ein oinchim ben adin. Meaning, you want to know why ein oinchim ben adin? You want to know why the reason this is one of the laws in the Shulchan Aruch of a Kal V'chomer? It's based on the fact that maybe there's a pircha. A behind was neschadish, a din, that ein oinchim ben adin. And it's not misafik ein oinchim ben adin. It's mivadai ein oinchim ben adin. But either way, this is a thought-provoking shaila, that when it comes to every Ein Oinchim Ben Adin, if it's all based on, I don't know, it's based on a suffix, right? The Marsha. What was the Marsha's Pshayin Ein Oinchim Ben Adin? Maybe he needs Zayin HaShachomer. Maybe not. I mean, you don't know. So being that it's all based on suffix, so you can make the argument that every single Ein Oinchim Ben Adin in the Torah is Merinish Misafik. If it's Misafik, you can always look at it two ways, right? There's a lot to work with if you're going to tell me such a chiddush. Chura, it's a very, very big chiddush. But at the same time, it's a Kli Chemda V'ruyin Advarim L'Misha Amram. Also, the same Peter Ruv, V'ruyin Advarim L'Misha Amram.